$5 million from last year's state budget will be used along Abbott Road between Southside Parkway and Potter's Road and at the Warren Spahn Bridge, which spans over Cazenovia Creek in Cazenovia Park. Work on the bridge will cost about $2 million and includes replacement of the bridge deck and structural supports, plus the addition of new sidewalks and railings. City engineer Michael Finn details what they'll do along Abbott Road.
The Abbott Road project will follow similarly to some of the other recent streetscape projects that we've done in other parts of the city, such as Niagara Street and Fillmore Avenue. We'll be looking to add traffic calming elements to promote compliance with the speed limit, slow people down, make them more pedestrian friendly, also replace the lighting with something more attractive and historic, and also upgrading to LED lights.
Finn says Abbott Road averages 12,000 cars per day, and city crews will work to accommodate motorists, keeping in mind the many businesses that depend on uninterrupted traffic. Both projects are currently in the design phase. Construction work is set to begin next year. Keith Norin frequents Cazenovia Park and says while both projects sound good, he believes the bigger quality of life issue is slowing down the traffic within the park itself, and he believes it could make more money available for other quality of life improvements.
The way the money is allocated has gone to the point where enforcing traffic laws, the money stays here instead of flowing to Albany, right? And so you can fund projects, you know, by protecting people's lives. Are you going to wait until somebody gets run over?
Elected officials envision the infrastructure work along Abbott Road will do what similar public investment did along Niagara Street, generate tens of millions more dollars in private sector investment. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.